Hello, lovely people. It is the 13th of November, which means it is day 13 of Napod Promo and day 13 of the Creativity X project. I'm running a little bit late today. I've had loads of stuff. I went swimming with Catherine this morning, and then we had a friend of ours was staying with us, and then my mum turned up in the afternoon, and I've had actual genuine work to do. I've got some video production I'm doing for the Mad Blog Awards, and finally, I'm getting around to recording my Napod Promo. So unfortunately, I haven't actually commented on anybody's photos today, so I'm a little behind. I'm going to start by obviously giving your assignment. Your assignment today is the kind of opposite of what I had you do yesterday. Yesterday, I had you looking for negative space shots, and I have seen the pictures on Google+. There's some fantastic pictures on there, and I will go and comment on them. I just haven't got around to it yet. The kind of opposite of that, what you're doing with the negative space is, giving something room to breathe. And what I'd like you to do today is the opposite. Today, I want you to shoot something uncomfortably close. So that's your assignment, uncomfortably close. And the purpose of this assignment is to make you think about when it might be appropriate to take a shot where you really do fill the frame with the subject. There's not enough negative space. This is the sort of effect that you see in horror movies. When you've got, your protagonist wandering down a darkened corridor, heading towards whatever nasties lurk in the dark, you quite often get these camera angles where the camera is very close and you can see the person's face and you can see the fear. But equally important to the expression of the actor is the fact that you can't see what's coming. The edge of the frame is too close to the actor, and as a result, you feel like if something were to jump out, it would be straight in your face right away. Whereas if you were to pull the camera back and give plenty of room, it would feel like you've got some time to react if something jumped out. So that uncomfortable closeness is a technique used to make the viewer unsettled, to make them feel wary, to make them feel frightened. And you can use the same thing in photography. You could deliberately shoot uncomfortably close in order to make the shot feel either contextless, so you can raise questions about why this person is doing what they're doing, or why this thing is where it might be, or you can use it to make people feel uncomfortable. Maybe you can get a motion that it feels like the subject is moving towards the edge of the frame, but there's no room for it to move into. So you can use this to sort of generate emotions in people. So. Trying to use emotion in photography is going to be something that comes up again as well. But that's your assignment for today, is to try and shoot something uncomfortably close. And definitely, if you can, don't just pick some random thing. Don't take like a banana and fill the frame with it. You know, let's think about where it's appropriate to use something uncomfortably close. So there's your assignment. Thank you very much for joining in as always. Please upload that to Google+. Please tag it with #creativityex. I'm sorry I can't do shout-outs to who's submitted, because I don't know who's submitted. I suppose I could just scroll through. I can see pictures from Will Kay, Ginger Grant, Rob Allen, Georgina Allen, Luke Moreau, Marianne Griffiths, Nancy Hayes, and Jim Lovell, Rob Griffiths. And I think that's everybody. So thank you to everybody who's taken part. I really appreciate you guys sticking with it all the way through. It's brilliant. And I will catch up with you tomorrow, whenever the hell the next one of these things is. So tomorrow, catch up with you then. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.